神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Today we're going to be speaking about or finishing what we talked about the last time.
今天我们要谈的就是继续上次完成上次我们所谈的。
Let me just have a short review with you.
让我跟你很简短的做一个复习。
We were speaking about the fact of making our children responsible.
我们谈到要怎么样来让我们的孩子有责任感。
So they will be very productive, responsible adults.
好让他们长大之后呢，成为一个有影响力、有果效的、有责任感的一个人。
I spoke about 5 principles.
我谈到了五个原则。
And we're quickly going to go over them.
我们一个一个很简单的介绍一下。
Principle 1 was that they will see the intimacy and love that parents have together.
第一个原则，让你的孩子一定要看到父母亲的那种相亲相爱的关系。
That our children will see from our example what love is.
然后孩子就知道什么是爱的榜样。
What it means to have parents who trust each other and care about each other.
他们就知道什么叫做彼此的信任，彼此的关怀。
The second principle we talked about was expecting our children to obey us.
第二个原则就是要期待你的孩子要顺服。
This is so important.
这个非常重要。
As I said before, we don't beg them, but we expect from them.
我以前讲过，不要去好像乞讨他们顺服你，而是期待他们要顺服你。
You know, children know us very well.
孩子们是很了解父母亲的。
They will know whether to answer you on the first time, second time, third time, or just to ignore you.
他们知道是在第一次就要跟你回答，或者是第二次或第三次叫他们的时候才回答，或者他们会决定说根本就不用去管你。
I know when I was growing up.
因为我小时候也是这样，我长大的过程也是这样。
My mother would call me in the morning to get up.
早上我妈妈叫我起床。
I just ignored it.
我就不管她。
She would call again.
她会再叫一次。
But fondly, she would call with a certain tone in her voice.
一直到有特定的某一种声调的时候。
I knew that was the time to get up.
我知道那已经是应该我起来的时候。
So you see, they know you.
所以你要知道孩子们是认识你的。
So help teach them that you expect them to obey.
所以你对他们的这种期待呢，就是我期待你就是要顺服。
Because that means they understand authority.
那表示他们明白懂得来在这种权柄之下。
And if your child never understands authority,They will have a rough life.
如果你的孩子从来不懂什么叫权威的话，那么以后的人生可就不好过了。
Now the third principle was, work with your children, not against them.
第三个原则是，你在管教或调教你的孩子的时候，并不是在敌对他们。
When you are aware that your child has some kind of a physical defect, maybe they're slow learners or they have problems emotionally.
或许你的孩子，你发现他们的学习有障碍，比较慢，或者他们的这种生理上的有些问题。
This is when we do not make fun of them or discredit them, but try to work to help them.
我们千万不能取笑或轻视他们，而是要帮助他们。
We don't call the slow learner a dummy.
我们不要称他们笨
or stupid.
或者是他们不聪明，很蠢。
Or you can never learn like your sister.
或许说呢，你根本没有办法像你的姐姐一样。
But it's when you recognize and let them know that you're going to help them.
让他们知道你了解他们的问题，然后你愿意帮助他们。
So work with your children, not against them.
所以你是帮他们去克服， 而不是去敌对他们。
Now, let us look at principle four.
第四个原则。
Teach your children the concept that when they do something, they're going to have to take the consequences.
教导你的孩子，当他们做错事的时候，或决定错的时候，他们需要面对他们的结果负责任。
That's why we have to be parents that don't cover up, that don't try to get our children out of every problem, but help them to face these problems and to know how to overcome them.
那就是为什么不要帮助孩子们掩饰或者是保护他们不受伤害，而要让他们去面对他们应该面对的责任跟后果。
Your child must learn that if they do something wrong, they must take the consequence.
所以一定要让你的孩子学习到自作的要自己承受自己承担。
Now let's look at the fifth principle we talked about.
我们曾谈过的第五个原则。
We have to help our children find what is their interest and talents and gifts.
一定要帮助我们的孩子找到他们的兴趣他们的那种才干他们的能力在哪里。
That we don't make them do what we want them to do in something that they don't even have the ability for.
而不是呢，叫他们做父母要他们做的，或者是呢，做他们自己没有能力做的。
But to guide them to find that which is an interest to them.
引导他们，让他们走向他们喜欢的这样的领域。
Now we're going to speak about some other principles.
我们要再继续的谈另外The next
principle is a very important one.
那另外一个也是很重要的。
But sometimes a very difficult one.
确实很难的。
Not because it's hard to do.
不是说很难做。
But because we don't take the time, nor do maybe we have the attitude for it.
只是呢，我们有时候没有时间去做，或者是我们的态度不对。
And that's simply learn to listen.
那就是很简单的，要懂得怎么样去倾听。
Listen more than you lecture.
那听比讲还要重要。
It will mean a great deal to the child or to the children.
对孩子们呢，是一个很大的事情。
You see, when we listen to our children, they realize that we have...A real concern for them.
当你听孩子讲话的时候呢，给他们的感受是你真的是很关心他。
Now, listening takes an active stance. In other words, it means that we are there and we are focused on them.
真正的倾听是你的人，你的心要在那里，然后呢，你也把你的专心呢放在孩子身上。
Now, you know it's not easy to focus sometimes on the children.
你知道有时候要听孩子讲话有时候不太容易专心。
We are very busy. We're doing all kinds of things. They come with what we think are very silly little things. And so we just don't focus on them.
特别是孩子来跟我们讲的事情让你觉得根本就是不关紧要的事或者是你很忙的时候那个时候我们就很容易分心不听他们讲话。
Maybe you're cooking supper.
比如说你在正在煮晚餐
And in comes one of the children beside you.
然后你的儿子过来
And they begin to tell you about something that happened that really wasn't very interesting to you.
开始告诉你怎么回事然后呢你觉得那根本都是没有什么好谈的
Now you usually do one of three things.
有时候呢你会这样子反应
You might say to them, go away now, I'm busy cooking dinner.
你会说呢你走开吧现在我很忙。
Or you might just stand there working away, cooking, and turn them off as they talk, and just say, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
第二种方法，你可能会继续煮你的饭，然后呢，不是注意在听，只是呢，应付一下，出几个声音来应付一下而已。
Or you can really focus on what they are saying.
那第三种是你很专心的听他向你讲的话。
And as they...Talk to you, then you can respond, maybe ask them a question, maybe tell them that was very good or whatever, but at least they know you were there with them and focused.
所谓的真正的听他讲话就是呢你对他的讲话有一些回应还是说呢有一些赞同然后呢让他就会感受到说你真的心是在那里跟他在一起。
You know, it's at these times...When children just sort of spontaneously talk to you, that you find out the most about them.
你知道吗？你可以从孩子们这种很天真、很寻常的这种谈话，然后认识到真正的你的孩子的特性。
You might say, well, what does listening have to do with making responsible children?
或许你说，好好的倾听孩子讲话，跟孩子能够负责任有什么关系呢？
You see, they can actually learn from you the process of listening.
因为从你听话的态度，孩子也学习到怎么样听别人说话。
So that they will learn how to be good listeners to their children.
这样的话，他们也会对他们的就是儿女或者是四周的人呢，学习会倾听。
But more than that, it teaches the children how to communicate when they know they have someone listening to them.
当你真的听他们讲话的时候，也在教导你的孩子怎么样跟人家有沟通，这种对等的对话。
Now you know that there are children, and maybe you have one like this, that hardly ever stops talking.
我知道有的人呢，或许你的孩子就有一个，其中有一个呢，就是那种讲话讲不停的。
But then you have the children who rarely talk.
然后也有一种孩子呢，都不讲话的。
So therefore, this is where you must begin and to help both of these children to learn how to truly communicate and to how to listen.
那这个特别这样的话，你就要特别去教导他们要能听能讲。
You know, listening is something like ketchup, more than it is milk.
这种听话倾听呢，就像这种番茄汁，而不是牛奶。
You see,Milk just flows out.
你知道牛奶的话就是自己会流出来。
You turn the bottle up and it's going to go all over.
你只要把那个牛奶瓶倒出来，那么它自己就一直流出来。
But ketchup in a bottle is a little different.
但是瓶子里的这种番茄汁就不一样了。
You can turn it over and nothing happens.
番茄酱放在瓶子里，你即使倒放，它还是不出来。
After you turn the bottle over, sometimes you have to shake it.
当你把这个番茄酱倒过来放的时候，你还要摇它。
Sometimes you have to hit the top to try to bring some out.
有时候你还要敲打这个瓶子的底部。
And you have to wait for it to come out.
要等着让它可以流出来。
So you see, actually, true conversation with our children is a bit like that.
所以真正跟孩子的对话就像这样子一样。
Maybe they'll express one little thought.
比如说呢，他们跟你讲一点点他们的想法。
And then you can sort of expand it and ask them about it.
然后你就稍微做一点询问，然后呢，让他们多讲一点。
And then they'll tell you a little more.
他们会多讲一些。
And then you sort of prod them on a little more.
然后你要稍微从后面推动一下。
But little by little, your child will be able to learn how to talk to you.
就这样子一点一点的孩子就学习怎么样跟你说话。
And when they come to you, listen to them.
他们来的时候一定要听他们讲话。
And then as you do, their confidence in you and wanting to put trust in you will really develop.
你这样做他们就会越来越能够信任你。
I wished I could convey to you today how listening to your child is very important.
我但愿今天可以跟你再次的强调，好好的听你孩子讲话是非常重要的。
Children really don't open their heart very often.
孩子们敞开心来说话的时候并不多。
But every once in a while they may do it.
偶尔他们会做一次。
Now, at that time, if you don't catch hold of that opportunity, you may tell them, I haven't got time, or what you're saying is foolish, and then they won't open up very much anymore.
有时候你会对孩子说我没有时间，或者你讲的是很荒唐的话，这样的话，以后他就很少敞开他的心跟你说话了。
The earlier you begin to listen and have conversations with your children, the better off both of you are going to be in the future.
越早让孩子能够跟你对谈，跟你讲话，你能够倾听，然后以后长大之后，你会越容易跟他有沟通。
For this has a great effect on their teenage years.
特别是对他们青少年时候会有很大的影响。
Now let's look at principle 7.
接下去我们看第七个原则。
We need to look on the sunny side of life.
我们需要对人生有很积极的看法。
You might say, what do you mean by that?
什么意思呢?
Do you know that some families hardly ever laugh together?
你知道有很多家庭呢,他们很少能够大家笑在一起的时候。
Do you know that the Word of God tells us that laughter and a merry heart makes us strong? It's like a medicine.
圣经的话告诉我们说，当我们有一个喜乐的心，我们可以这样子笑的时候呢，会成为一种良药。
It is some of the special times in a family's life.
那在家庭里面有这种气氛，实在是很特别的。
And it's good to be able to see the bright side of things.
那这样的话呢，你就更能够看到积极的光明的那一面。
Children just love it.
孩子们很喜欢的。
When they know that mama can laugh with them and daddy can laugh with them.
当爸爸或妈妈可以跟他们一起笑的时候，孩子很喜欢。
You know, some of you are afraid to laugh with your children.
很多人很怕跟你孩子一起笑，对不对？
You're afraid that they won't think you're strict enough.
这样子的话，怕孩子会不尊敬你的权威，然后呢，对你不尊重。
Some are afraid that they won't think that they are strict enough if they laugh and joke with them.
以为说呢，跟孩子一起笑的话，让孩子觉得呢，你不够啊，这种认真或者不够严肃。
That's why it's good to take every opportunity when there is something that is really amusing, something that's really funny, that you can laugh together with.
如果有什么好笑的话，实在是可以好好的跟孩子们笑在一起，是很棒的。
Now you must teach your children that they must not laugh at people just to make fun of them.
但是不要啊，让孩子们呢，只有在取笑人家对孩别人有什么好笑的呢？不要用取笑的态度笑人家。
But we use our humor for something that's good.
而是以幽默的态度来一起欢笑。
You see, sometimes, particularly our young people, they're really under a lot of pressure.
你知道我们的年轻人呢，常常在压力之下。
They have to study a lot.
比如说他们需要念书。
And it builds up inside of them.
所以里面的压力呢越来越多。
And sometimes they're going to, it's going to have to be let out some way or other.
那这些压力一定要让它出来的。
You know, it's something like a pressure cooker. Do you know what that is?
就好像一个快锅、压力锅一样。
That's where you have a pan that you close and it cooks under pressure.
那就是呢，那个锅子把它紧紧的封住，用压力来煮它。
But it has a little valve on there that pops up and down and lets the steam out.
但是上面却有一个气门，有一个洞，让它可以让它那个气可以出得来。
You see, a good laugh, a merry heart is the valve that lets out that tension many times from your young people.
所以这种欢笑大笑呢，就像对年轻人，就像这种快锅一样，给他一个出口，让他把气放出来。
But you say, I'm not that kind of person. I never did see the funny side of things.
或许你说我不是那种懂得幽默，看到可以笑的这样的一个人。
I'm sorry.
我为你遗憾。
Because there's something very real about being able to give a good hearty laugh from deep inside.
因为从里面深深的可以感觉到欢笑，那实在是啊，应该要有的。
You say something like that so simple will help my child be more responsible?
你说这样也可以那么简单的笑，也可以帮助我的孩子有责任感吗？
You see, it gives your child a balance for life.
因为这样的话给你的孩子的生命中呢有一种平衡。
So they recognize that everything is not sad and dreary and hard.
让他们知道人生不是只有那么的好像硬邦邦的那么的严重那么的严肃。
But in the middle of life, we can laugh heartily and enjoy ourselves.
而是在这种啊卖力的生活当中呢还是可以享受可以好好的欢笑的。
Let's go on to the eighth example.
我们接下去来谈第八个原则。
Now, some people have said, do as I say, not as I do.
很多人有这种想法，我说什么你做了，但是呢，你不用学我做的事，我的态度。
But as a parent, you can never say that.
父母亲不能这样子的。
You must be an example.
父母亲本身要以身作则。
Not just...By loving your husband or your wife, that's a wonderful example, but example in more than that.
彼此相爱，夫妻彼此相爱是一种好榜样，可是除了这个还有其他的。
By your example, your children will know if there is a God in the heavens.
那因为你的原则，因为你自己的榜样呢，你的孩子会从你认识到真神。
If there is a God that can satisfy their spiritual need.
比如说呢，你的神有满足你的需要。
By your example, your children will either respect authority or just push it aside.
因为你的榜样，你做出来的态度呢，你的孩子会学习到他们应该要听从权柄。 或者是呢，不要管别人怎么讲他们。
If you don't respect the laws of the land, how do you expect your children to?
如果你自己都不遵守规定的话，那你怎么期待你的孩子能够遵从呢？
They're going to find out from you whether it's sometimes it's all right to do something, but when you want to do it, you still do it.
有时候你的孩子会发现你、父母亲呢，就是说这样说，但是呢，当他们、有时候放松的时候呢，会做一些本来说不能做的事情。
This will be very important in their lives.
这样子对孩子的人生里面是很重要的。
To know they had an example of what true authority and the respect for it.
他们需要有一个真正的榜样，让他们确认这是真正的、一个权柄，或者是真正的一个模式。
But also in our honesty.
比如说、另外像你的诚实。
Are we honest at all times?
你真的、都很诚实吗？
Sometimes we may go to a park or to an event, and we have to buy the tickets.
比如说你要去参观一个公园或去哪里参观，你需要买票进去。
So we go up to the window.
你到了这个票口。
And it says there the children 12 and under、is a certain price, and of course adults are more.
他说呢，十二岁以下的孩子呢，他有儿童票，然后以上的话就要买成人票。
Now your child is 13.
你的孩子13岁了。
But he looks a little small.
可是看起来还很小。
So it's easy for you to say, oh,、I have one child here under 12.
然后你就很容易说呢，我这个孩子呢还没有、超过12岁。
And actually you all may laugh over the fact that you were able to get a cut.
然后呢，当你拿到这个便宜之后，你还笑一笑说，你看我、拿到了 那么便宜的票。
But what are we teaching our child?
但是你让你的孩子学到什么呢？
How to be dishonest.
教他们怎么样不诚实。
Also about truthfulness.
啊，诚信。
You see, when you're a person that people know that what you say is true, even your children and all, then actually your children will recognize that truth is what is good.
如果你在别人或孩子的面前表达出来的是一种诚信，你是可以信任的。那么这样子的话，孩子们就知道说诚实是有好处的。
So if you're going to make your children responsible in the future, then you're going to be able to look at that child and say, do as I do.
如果你要让你的孩子负责任的话，你就要成为这样的一个父母，就是说呢，我做了，你也要做。意思是说呢，你做给他看。
Let's look at principle 9.
我们来看第九个原则。
You see, as children becomes young adults or becomes teenagers,、they're struggling over some things and they may look as if they are rebellious.
有时候孩子长到一个地步，像青少年、长大了之后呢，你会发现好像他们有一些、表现出来是一种叛逆。
Sometimes they're struggling for independence.
事实上他们是在为他们的独立而挣扎。
Sometimes to know who they are, their own identity.
有时候是为了自己要认证自己，要有自己的那种自我的认知而挣扎。
And though it appears to be rebellion at times,
那表现出来好像是一个反动，一种叛逆。
Maybe it's not as serious as you think.
那或许不是像你想的那么严重。
And so we don't get so uptight and get so fearful and we run to one of, to get advice and we go here. No, we calmly look at the situation.
所以不要老是、在孩子有这种表态的时候呢，不要那么的快的来、判断，或者把它看得太、过分的严重。我们要好好的面对情况。
Now, if you and your child has a good relationship,
如果你跟着孩子有很好的关系的话，
And in fact, that's where young people rebel the most, is not on discipline and authority, but on their relationship.
如果你跟孩子有好的关系，事实上、这种、叛逆就会减少，因为他们的叛逆最主要的是在叛逆跟你的关系。
If they feel that you've never really cared,
如果他们的感觉你根本不关心，
that you've been so hard and demanding of them,
对他们很严厉，
then they may rebel.
他们可能就会反叛逆。
And it may be very serious.
而且是一种很强烈的叛逆。
But I think you know if you and your child really has a good relationship.
如果你知道你跟你的孩子有很好的关系。
So when they're going through this, be a friend to them. Be there to support them. Help them through it.
当他们在、经过这种自我的挣扎的时候呢，你要成为他们的朋友，成为他们的支持，然后呢，帮助他们走过这一段。
This may be very difficult for you.
对你啊，或许很难。
I have a friend that's going through this now.
我的朋友现在正在经过这个过程。
Her son, whom she had such a good relationship with and could talk to, now seems to be pushing her aside.
曾经跟他的儿子，这个母亲跟他儿子呢有很好的关系，可是现在呢，因为孩子在这种成长过程中呢，好像就把母亲忽略了。
And it's truly troubling her.
那对这个母亲心里是啊非常难过的。
But I think really when he is able to settle these things and conflicts in himself, that she'll see it was not as serious as she thought.
当孩子自己挣扎过了，或者是在这个过程当中有些突破之后呢，母亲就会发现说，事实上没有我想的那么的严重。
You see, we must give our children a little independence.
我们要给孩子有一点那种独立的空间。
We don't throw them out into the world, no.
当然不是把他们丢到世界里面去。
But we don't bind them to us.
但是你也不是把他绑在你的身旁。
We let them have a little freedom, a little at a time.
给他们一点，在某一段时间给他们一点一点的自由放松。
And when you can learn to do this,
如果你学到怎么做，
and you see that they're stretching out to get a little more freedom,
他们就啊慢慢的被放出去，然后得到多一点自由。
Learn how to compromise so that the little bit that you give them, you can keep an eye on and watch it.
你稍微做一点让步，然后呢也看着他们，盯着他们。
Don't make these problems become so serious in your life until they disrupt your home.
不要把这种问题，他们在挣扎的问题呢，看得太过严重，以至于他们呢挣扎出啊，就是出了你的家的范围，就离开你的家了。
And that takes me into the principle number 10.
那这个会把我们带进第十个原则。
And that is freedom.
那就是自由。
Now we have raised our children for a purpose.
我们养孩子是有目的的。
And our purpose is not for our own selfishness.
我们的目的不是为了自己自私的意愿。
God has given us a child that we can give to the world that they might be productive and that they might be, their lives might tell for good.
神给我们儿女是要让我们把他们养大。然后呢能够提供贡献给这个社会，然后呢为了这个社会，为整个的好处。
So this thing of freedom may begin very early in their lives.
自由要在孩子早期的时候就要来提供。
There's sometimes that parents don't want to even go out and leave their child with a friend or a relative because they're afraid to leave them.
有些父母呢不敢把孩子交给亲戚朋友好友给他们来看管一下，因为他们很害怕。
But when you do this, when you stay home and hold them, then they never want anyone else.
那如果你就把他关在家里面，只有你一个人看他的话，那以后呢，他们谁都不敢亲近。
So little by little, all through their lives, you give them little pieces of freedom.
偶尔从早期就要给他们一点点的那种自主、自由的这样的空间。
I'm sure as you ask from wisdom from God,He can help you to do this.
我相信如果你愿意求神帮助你，他一定会帮助你。
To when to let out the leash on the child and when to pull it in.
什么时候该把孩子放出去，什么时候该拉住孩子。
But my friends, you will be called blessed by your children if you teach them how to be responsible in life.
如果你懂得怎么样叫你的孩子负责任的话，那你是会被称为有福的父母。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。